Yaakov Avinu has God appear to him two times in the evening, at nighttime, in the darkest moments of his life. As he's fleeing from Eretz Yisrael and he's laying asleep at the base of Har HaMoriah, he's sleeping at the place of the future Beis HaMikdash. God comes to him in a dream, and he sees Sulam Utzav Arza Rosho Magia Shemaim. He sees the ladder going all the way up to the sky. And then fast forward to last week's Parsha Vayigash. He's on his way down to Egypt, and it says that God appears to him B'marot HaLayla, in the vision of nighttime. We don't really get people having visions at nighttime. Most of the visions that we have are daytime visions. Why is it that Yaakov Avinu specifically gets nighttime visions? And perhaps to understand that a little bit better, we have to really think about the following question. How does Yaakov's life end? Vayechi Yaakov be'eretz Mitzrayim 17 shana. He lives in Egypt for 17 years. How does that 17 years go? So I think that Yaakov Avinu's life is really very much all one and the same. Yaakov Avinu from a young age finds himself in a position where he's at odds with his brother Esav. Perhaps even at birth, the two of them were already locked into a conflict. But from a young age, Vayigdalu Ani'arim, they grow up and his brother chooses one path and he chooses another. And the two of them find themselves at odds with each other, which really comes to a complete head when Yaakov steals the brachos. And when that happens, Yaakov then goes for a run. He runs away from his brother in fear of his life. And the question for Yaakov is, will Yaakov ever find peace? He spends 22 years with his uncle Lavan. Lavan takes advantage of him at every single turn. And then he finally comes back to Eretz Yisrael. He's 108 years old. And Yaakov thinks, finally, higia sheket v'shalva, everything is going to be okay. But alas, it's not, because Yosef is sold into slavery. And from that moment on, he spends 22 years in virtual mourning. And then he finally comes to Egypt. And when he comes to Egypt, he's back in exile. And he recognizes that this is the start of something that's going to last a whole lot longer. Perhaps b'marot halayla, Yaakov's nevuot are bookended at the times where he knows he's going into exile and he knows it's going to be bad. The difference is that with the sulam, he knows that it's going to end in a certain sense for the best. He and his family will land back in Canaan and hopefully everything will be okay. But that's not the case the second time. He knows that he's going down. He's not going to come back up alive. The Jews are going to be there for a very, very long time. B'marot halayla. It's in the darkness of night. What is God saying to Yaakov Avinu? Yaakov Avinu is being told, listen, your life has been really, really rough. It has always been dark, and it's always been a life of exile. And yet, what is the driving force that keeps you safe in all that? What is it that helps you survive all of that? It's the knowledge that even b'marot halayla, even in the darkest of times, I am there with you, says God. Why does that matter? Why is that significant? Because that's the promise that sustains Yaakov even in the latter years of his life when he knows that Gullus is coming to the Jewish people. He understands that God is there with him. Perhaps what Yaakov Avinu is doing is he's giving us the blueprint of how to survive through the struggles of life on a personal level and on a nationalistic level, how we deal with it, with all the pitfalls and everything that we hit as a result of still being in exile after all these years. It's hard, and yet, b'marot halayla, even in the darkest moments, God is there to guide us, God is there to shield us, God is there to save us, and God willing, one day, really, really soon, Yirtzeh Hashem, God will redeem us. Have a good day.